Big day for Labour.
It's a very big day for us, isn't it? It
certainly is. What happens next?
What happens next? Well, we've made it clear to the electorate, the people in Sheffield, what we're going to do immediately. So those are the things such as reinstating the cuts that have been applied to PCSOs, community safety, reinstating some funding to Sure Start and children's centres, creating a 100 apprenticeship scheme with the Youth Employment Fund, and other things. And we've made that clear. Those will be done immediately. But the first most important thing we need to do is scrutinise the budget. £80 million worth of cuts have been applied to the budget, and we don't know what effect that is going to have on the people of Sheffield. So we need to open those books, we need to start talking to our partners that provide services for the people of Sheffield, and we need to fully establish exactly what it means for the people of Sheffield.
How do you feel about taking on that kind of responsibility?
I think it's very daunting, actually, because when you're looking at £80 million worth of cuts this year alone, plus next year there's another £40 million and the year after that. Of course, it's not an easy or a nice task to do, but we are ready for it. I've got a fantastic team behind me. So, people of Sheffield know that we're the better party to deal with local politics at this moment in time.
Got one more question.
It has been said that taking control of a council at this sort of time is kind of a poison chalice, that anyone faced with the amount of sort of funding reductions that a local council is going to have is not going to be able to do anything with it. What would you say to that?
I wouldn't exactly use those words, poison chalice. I've just said that we know it's going to be a very, very difficult task. But I think we can do it. You know, we will deliver the best possible deal for the people of Sheffield. And I think Sheffield people know that, because that's why they've all been out in their hundreds and thousands to vote today for us. So we can do it.